Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. We welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment today with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib Hafidhullah. The date today is the 8th of Rabiul Awal 1447, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 1st of September 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khair.
Today is the 1st of September, they say Spring Day, Mufti Sahib, and we'll be discussing Rabiul Awal. Mufti Sahib, tell us about Rabiul Awal. Where does it start? Where do we focus our attention on?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just now we will discuss Rabiul Awal, but few important announcements before we go into the topic. I just heard the news now, and they say minimum 600 people in Afghanistan have passed away, obviously 90% of them Muslim, and became shuhada because of the earthquake from Kabul right to Islamabad, 200 kilometers away, that the buildings were shaking and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa make it easy for the people in Afghanistan and they in Pakistan. And whenever we hear this type of incident, say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And the lesson we should take from here is always read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذُهُ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla wa'ala is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah alone, وَوْحَالِيَّ, whilst He alone is the exclusive one, supreme being, أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, who is the most merciful one to show mercy. So have mercy on the Ummah, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahim. Second one, I sent it out to thousands of people and to the staff members. So we should really understand what is happening there in Gaza. This kafir media and these swines and pigs, actually, that's what the Quran calls them, khinzir and qirad and himar. So the monkeys and the donkeys and the swines, chapter 5, verse number 60 and chapter 62, verse 5. So now they're making a big thing that they martyred and killed Abu Ubaidah, the spokesperson and spokesman of Hamas. So Hamas have said that he is safe, but 40 members, 40 members of his family have been martyred and so forth and so on. So now what is the real battle raging on? So the leaked document, and I sent it out to all. So remember that the whole idea is what? That Trump, Tony Blair, the war criminals, all war criminals, and the Israeli government and army and all, and the Arab Tanpod dictators, the Murtads and Haramis, Saudi Arabia leader, Emirates leader, and all these Gulf states with the, you know, Abrahamic Accord. They want to transform this into a money-making, you understand, campaign. Have the best of hotels and best of this and best of that because it's right by the ocean and Gaza al-Mubarakah. So that's their whole aim. But wa makaru wa makarallah, they plot and plan, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is going to defeat them. If you can defeat them in 1 second. But Allah Ta'ala will humiliate them forever, inshallah. And inshallah, the resistance will always continue. As our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, used to say, Zawalu Israel will fall in the year 2027. It's not something we must believe in, but it is his opinion and suggestion. We say it will happen before that, or during that year, or after that. But Zawal, the fall of Israel, will definitely take place today on this earth. The most hated and disgusted people are the Israelis. They're a cancer to the whole world. Non-Muslims are kicking them out from various places. Britain got the exhibition on defense, and so they didn't invite them. So you can see, and they in China, more than 20 countries, and they are speaking about how can we take on America and Israel and Europe and so forth and so on. Regarding Rabi'ul Awwal, today it is the 8th of Rabi'ul Awwal. So when the names of these months were given prior to Islam, remember prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam, so that time was the beginning of spring. So Rabi'ul Awwal, so the beginning of spring. Rabi'ul Akhir, the ending of spring. So in South Africa, they tell us that now 1st September is the official opening of spring and beginning of spring. So I mentioned it in the masjid this morning after Fajr. So for us, Rabi'ul Awwal has a greater connotation. In this month, remember, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place, and one of the greatest events of all time, remember that. And then the hijrah of the Master alayhi salatu salam took place from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. With something good, write it down, it will help you more, Zahid. In Tabaqat Ibn Sa'd is mentioned, from Ghare Thawr to Masjid Quba, there were 23 marahil, 23 maqamat that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped this. So if we take from Makkah, from Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, to Masjid Nabawi, to Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's house, so it means 25. Because Makkah to Ghare Thawr is one, and from Quba to Medina Central is also another one. So 23 and another 2 is 25. So see, we are the only people on the face of the earth. Everything of the Master alayhi salatu salam is so well documented, more than 1400 years ago. You ask any Christian, any Jutla, any Harami, you must remember. Tell us about Jesus, what the Bible says. Ask them what about Musa alayhi salam, you see. Because the Jutla say after Moses there was no prophet. So therefore they don't say Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, they say King David and so forth and so on. So anyway, the point that Nabi Dawood alayhi salam's time is after Musa alayhi salam's time chronologically. So nevertheless, so they don't know much about it because they don't have any authentic book. Therefore, in the Bible, they have to write according to Matthew, according to Mark, according to Luke, all that. And they don't even know what is the surname of these people. So we are the only people that have everything so well documented. And therefore, the signs that we have in Hadith also, Asanid and chain of transmission. I told you before, Montgomery Watt, you must remember, he said that you Muslims are, in his book, The Formative Period, he said, you Muslims are the only people on the face of the earth that have the signs, that 500,000 Sahaba and reporters you have, and whose profiles are documented. No other religion, no other group of people have that. But ma'al asafi shadid, the sad part of it is this, our Darul Ulums today, majority don't even teach it, you must remember that. And if you look at the Arab countries, also very few places they really teach it. Ali ibn al-Madini, who was one of the greatest teachers of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, used to say, ilm al-rijal nisfu ilm al-hadith. To learn the reporters, the male, female, adult and children, that is half the science of knowledge of hadith, remember that. We have neglected it. We have the best. We're supposed to share it with the rest, but we don't bother about it as well. You go and ask them today in a darul. My hiya silsilatu zahab, written chain in hadith. Then 60-70 people know that. Leave everything else. This simple question they won't know. So remember Malik An-Nafi and Ibn Umar. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah used to say, Imam Malik reports from Nafi, and Nafi reports from Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar reports from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that Imam Bukhari said is silsilatul dhahab, the golden chain. So like that, we need to look and re-look at our madrasas, our darul ulums, our jami'at, how we can improve on it, improve on the syllabus, and then take on the challenges, you must remember, of what is present. Therefore, the fuqaha those days wrote, من لم يعرف أهل زمانه فهو جاهل. People who don't know what's really happening in their time, in their, you know, countries and places and current affairs. In reality, he's a jahil, ignorant. He can think he's a great alim, but Islamically, he's a jahil, ignorant person. How are you going to solve the problem when you don't even know what the problem is? How are you going to fight them and so forth? It's like saying, I want to take on the Shias, but you don't even know who their 12 Imams are. So how are you going to fight them? So, I mean, it's a foolish thing. You must remember that before shooting ourselves in the feet, you know. So that is very, very poor scholarship on our part.
Mufti Sahib, in this month of Rabiul Awal, what other events took place?
So there are many, many events that took place. If you look at my book, you understand milestones, and you should make a note of that, Mawazahid. In this weekend that I was, inshallah, it will help us in our next calendar. So make a note of it. And I'll use it, inshallah. That's my first topic. Then tomorrow night, inshallah, in Umslanga Masjid, that which are the events that took place during the month of Rabiul Awal beside the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Hijrah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and you must remember that the wafat and the demise of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you study Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find that in the first year after Hijrah, there was Muwahat. The Muhajirin and Ansar were made brothers. They should inherit also. It was a temporary measure to bring about solidarity between both groups and so forth. And then it was abrogated, cancelled, obviously. Second year was Badr, you know, 17 Ramadan, second year of the Hijrah, Friday. And then third year of the Hijrah, remember, was Uhud, in the month of Shawwal, they say 7 Shawwal and so forth. Where Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu and Sahaba were martyred. But that martyrdom turned out to be a great, great bounty for him, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu warda. He is Ammun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chacha, the kaka, the paternal uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the foster brother of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Suwayba. Breastfed him first, and then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak took place, then she, Suwayba, breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see that he earned the title after the Battle of Uhud, and he was buried there, Sayyidu Shuhada. You know, Sayyidu Shuhada is Hadith Sahih in Mustadrak Hakim and so forth and so on. So therefore, when we speak about martyrdom, we must always promote Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Because the Kuffar Shias, they drum it in the head of the Muslims and the Sunni also. Sunni today has become Jibai. You know what is Jibai? Everything you say G, G, G. So they call him Jibai. And you get some people, they're crazy also, that they say Na, 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 No, No, No. So they call them Nanabai. You understand? So you must remember this. So Islam brought out the proper way. We must verify and all these things here. So anyway, so the point I was making here is, so now that is the third year, you see. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is a martyr, 100%. And we must love Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein and Ahlul Bayt. But to say that he is Sayyidu Shuhada, that is propaganda of the Kuffar Shias. He is the Sayyidu Shuhada title was given to him, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, by none other than Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. So that is our unanimous belief. Then in the fourth year of the Hijrah, in Rabiul Awal, maybe 11, 12, and all that, there's a little bit of dispute. But anyway, in the first part of Rabiul Awal, first half, that the Ghazwa, you must remember, took place of Banu Nadir. So this Banu Nadir, you must remember, is a jeep, you know, something for us to learn. Al-Hurub Bain al-Muslimin wa Bain al-Yahud. The wars that took place between the Muslims and the Jutlas. So after the Battle of Badr, was Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam kicking out the Banu Qaynuqa. You see, that was the first tribe to be expelled from Medina. After the Battle of Uhud, then this battle took place. Ghazwa-e Banu Nadir. I'll come back to that just now in Rabiul Awal in the fourth year. And lo and behold, after the battle of, you must remember, the Khandaq entrenched, then they, the last group, were kicked out, Banu Qurayza. You see that? So it's very good to remember the chronological table. After Badr, Banu Qaynuqa. And after Uhud was these people here, Banu Nadir, what a thought. And then the last one was Banu Qurayza. After the Battle of Khandaq, they were kicked out and all that. And then 7th year in Muharram, the Battle of Khaybar, so that you know. So if you look at this, it's fascinating. The Quran speaks of Banu Nadir and so forth, the battle in various places. The entire surah, actually, you see, is revealed for that purpose. Suratul Hashr, you know. So Surah Hashr is chapter number 59 of the Noble Quran. And Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, speaks of it at random. I'll just read a few verses for you. So now you must remember that the Sahaba, you see what the Jutlas are doing now. They go to the Palestinian areas, burn their orchards, burn their trees, do this, do that, kill whoever they are. So the Sahaba, they burned some trees, destroyed some, and some they left. So the Jutlas told them that you are the ones, you'll say you are making Islah, and you're making reform and goodness and spreading khair. What khair is this and all? Allah Jalla Wala defended the honor and the action of Sahaba. Almighty Allah states in Surah Hashr, chapter 59, verse 5, مَا قَطَعْتُمْ مِلِّينَةٍ. One day, just to digress for a minute, because it'll help you, Morana, especially you, it'll help you more. So you got four daughters. So one day I asked Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahib, Honorable Ustad, Hafidahullah. I said, Hazrat, today people, they say they keep the name Lina and their name Chike. He said, Bona Chahe. And go, it's very good. And you must tell them they must keep Al-Lina. So what is Al-Lina now? A-L-L-E-E-N-A. Al-Lina. So what is Al-Lina? You're putting a more emphasis with the Alif Lam. So it means the superior quality of dates. So how that superior quality of dates comes, so remember, you'll have a superior Muslimah, that she, that girl, lady, will become a great asset to the Ummah and humanity and so. See? So that is benefit. You know, Friday I went to with Haji Ahmad Abdi to Benoni. So then we went to meet my teacher. He taught me 60 years ago in Heidelberg. So, and a cheap part is nice Joe story here for the listeners, that every day before Madrasa starts, we must play cricket. And we have to field, obviously, and he bets, you see. So now for us, we children, we're enjoying it. And if you he was a left-hand batsman, Hafiz Jibai, Qari Jibai, Mahmoud Jibai. So when he hits the ball and we can catch it, we drop it deliberately. Why? Because the match was carrying on. Never mind, we're fielding, you see. But you can hold him out, then the Madrasa starts. You see? So every day it was like that. So now he's well in his 80s. So I went there, this, that, and all that. So he gave so much du'as. They were mixed up also now. So he told me, your father, good man, you see? And you must give him salams and all these things. But he doesn't know that my father passed away in Ramadan 82 already, you know, so many years. So 60 years ago. So why I mentioned this? See, myself, if I shouldn't be sitting there once a week, at least we go by Hazrat Mufti Sahib. So these finer points you can't pick up. You must remember that. You see that? So that's how you pick up all these finer points. So yeah, coming back to Hazwai Banu Nadir. So Sahaba, they destroyed some of the trees of the Jutlas. Jutlas objected. Allah said, chapter 59, verse 5. Ma qata'tum min lina. So what you cut off the date trees? So lina, date tree. Al-Lina, the very superior quality date tree. See the difference? أَوْ تَرَنْتُمُهَا قَائِمًا. Or you left it there standing, meaning you didn't damage it. فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So قَائِمَةً عَلَىٰ أُصُولِهَا. It's standing there on its trunk. So they did the action, and then Allah said, فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It is with the permission of Almighty. Allah loves the Sahaba so much. So tahaffuz and namus the Sahaba is first and wajib and compulsory. To protect the honor of the Sahaba is compulsory for a true Muslim. Yeah, people are kafir or munafiki, you know, they're sitting on the fence and committing a major offense. We don't speak of these scholars for dollars and all of them. We speak of true scholars and true people. So remember that. So that is another ayat. And why Allah Ta'ala says it's good what you did? Well, yukhzi al-fasiqin. So that you can disgrace these fasiqs and non-Muslim. Normally in Quran, if you understand uslubul Quran, methodology of Quran, so you will know the word fasiq most of the time, 90% is used for kuffar. So here also, وَلِيُخْزِي الْفَاسِدِ. So Allah Ta'ala will humiliate them, disgrace them more. Like today, inshallah, they get more and more humiliated. See, another verse here about them. So they took shelter in their forts, there in Medina, you know. So Quran says, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَعْنِئَتُمْ حُسُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. So they thought that these forts and all that will bring protection to them. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. So Allah Ta'ala put fear in their hearts and all that, you see. And the army came also from where they never anticipated. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ. Allah put awe, A-W-E, and fear in their hearts. يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Chutla is chutla haram. Even today they speak of this. But we don't know these things. Because Muslim today, Muslim means we are hopeless and an idiot. The simple terms. Muslim today, if you say we are 1 billion, then you can write it down, 90% are idiots. You know what I'm saying? We don't understand deen, we don't understand politics, we understand nothing. So the Jutlas, they say, if we're going to lose this war here against Hamas and against the Palestinians, we'll use the Samson option. So what's the Samson option? We use the whole nuclear and blow everything up in the Middle East. You see? So that is Jutla. See, Quran says. See, Quran says. That أَيُّخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ. So Allah Ta'ala will make it such that the Muslims will destroy their hands and they themselves will destroy it with their own hands. يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. That they will destroy their homes with their own. So they started smashing the walls and everything. وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And that. So the same thing. Therefore I say, hey, you haramis, all you swines and pigs there in Palestine, occupied Palestine, pull more and more settlements. Inshallah, my brothers, sisters, who are in the diaspora, 6 million, 7 million, they will come and they'll occupy all that. Inshallah, inshallah. So that is the system of Allah. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala lets it rotate amongst people. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they asked Abu Sufyan, tell us about Nabi alayhi salatu salam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So that's after the battle of Badr, after the battle of Uhud. So what he said, Al-Harbu Sijal. What is Al-Harbu Sijal? He said that, you know, when you have a well, a beer, zamzam, like, you know, well of zamzam. You have a well, kuwa, in Urdu we say. So you throw the bucket in and then you pull out the water, you know. So he says one time they pulled out and they got the water. Second time we pulled draw and then we pulled the water. So the result is stalemate, is a draw. One victory for them, we won victory for us. So, but how he explained it, Al-Harbu Sijal, you see. So that is, so Quran is telling us, now you Muslims, you're on a receiving end. But actually they're not on the receiving end. Allah Ta'ala is exposing all these Murtaddeen and Ghaddareen and Khabiseen, all these Saudi leaders and all these Emirates and Bahrain and Morocco, Egypt and Jordan, kulluhum Murtaddoon, Ghaddaroon, Khabiseen. And that's why I use the Arabic words. They got enough chamchas, and you know it, not from now, for years now we use all these terms, because every one of them is a murtad and out of the fold of Islam as far as the leadership goes. They're bootlicking the Americans and the Israelis and licking their backside also. So Quran says, فَأَتَبِيرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. We were writing examination in Karachi. It was the time of General Ziaul Haq. And he used that, he was the person in charge in the army and all that. They used to call him Chief Martial Law Administrator. I still remember CMLA. Chief Martial Law Administrator. So we were writing exams there, Jamia Faruqia, Shah Faisal Colony, Drik Colony, old name. Anyway, suddenly big commotion outside the masjid and madrasa and there. And people are hooting and so. So there's a party there called Jamaat Islami, founded by Maududi. So Maududi's party was called that Jamaat Islami. And they had a newspaper. And the newspaper was called Jasarat. Jasarat means to be very brave. Like. So they took out a one-page newspaper. You see, special edition. That Bhutto ko phansi di gayi. And Bhutto has been executed, you see. And they wrote this verse, فَأَتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِ الْأَبْصَارِ, chapter 59, verse number 3, you see. So that is what we should learn, verse number 2. So chapter 59, verse number 2, فَأَتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِ الْأَبْصَارِ, take heed, O you people of sight, insight and vision and so. So Allah lets the halat change. Today we say it's spring. But by us only, spring, other places, winter and so forth. So remember that, or it's much summer and so forth. So that is, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. The zamana and this life that Allah Ta'ala gave us, you must remember is what? Allah Ta'ala rotates it among human beings. Some days we're very healthy, some days we are sick. Some day we're very wealthy, some day we are paupers, some day we're so happy, and some days we're so sad. So kullun, everything comes from who? Kullun min indillah. Everything comes from Almighty Allah. But we, and inshallah, I have this firm conviction, inshallah, bi-iznillah, Allah will give victory to our Hamas. Allah will not let the blood of the shuhada and the huffaz go in vain. Remember that. Allah will grant them victory as enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 17, verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ, when the final promise of Allah comes, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ, Allah will use the Muslim army. Hamas is just the introduction. So they will disfigure the faces of the Jutla. See, they got four soldiers of theirs. And they're trying to hide it, but it's true. They got it. They don't know what to do. And liyasuujuakum. If you know the South African connection, I don't know if you know, there was a Jutla, South African guy who went from here, and he went to Israel, became part of the IDF, Shalit. And our guys, you must remember that they captured him. They made him run around here, blindfolded. For 5 years, the Jutlas couldn't catch him. Understood? They couldn't. Hamas were playing rings with them. He's here, he's there. So after that, they had to give 100 Palestinians or some big amount, 500. You say, you want Shalit? This is what you will do. So inshallah, they will use the same thing. This time not one, they got four. So now things are turning in their favor. Inshallah, Allah will give them victory. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. So then Allah Ta'ala will use the Muslim army to disfigure the faces of the Jutlas. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And then Allah will let them enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time. And that is now they got police everywhere, Jutlas and Jutlis. And the Jutlas, the Jews are there. And وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَدْبِيرًا. And the pride they got with Uncle Sam and the veto and so forth, Allah will crush all that. So inshallah, all that will happen in our lifetime. Inshallah, Mawzaid will read the programs to come forward, inshallah. And then inshallah, that I will be back here after Zuhr Salat, inshallah, for the tafsir. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab, to all our listeners as well. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.